I've been talking a lot about the importance of you stepping back and being strategic in your UX work and allowing other people across the organization to actually do some of the tactical UX work for you. But you can give people all the resources and training in the world. You can even get them fired up about UX, but there are going to be times when they simply don't have the time, energy, or skills to do the work themselves. And in the past, they would have come to you and you'd do it for them. But we're trying to get away from that cycle. So if you're going to scale your impact, you can't be the one personally delivering on every single project. And that's where the idea of having a preferred supplier list comes in. Now, it's tempting to let stakeholders go off and find their own vendors. After all, there's no shortage of freelancers and agencies out there. But this approach risks quality and consistency. Not all suppliers will meet your standards, and some will be overly influenced by the stakeholder who hired them. Instead, you need to create a vetted list of suppliers that you trust and make that list easier to use than it is to find vendors independently. Using your pre-approved list should feel like the obvious choice to everyone involved. When you create, maintain, and make accessible a trusted supplier list, you ensure quality. Because you've already vetted these suppliers, you know they care about user experience and will meet your standards. You also avoid procurement headaches. Pre-approved suppliers makes life easier for your stakeholders. They don't need to jump through lots of hoops every time they need to get in outside help. It'll also speed up things, because with an established list, teams can move quicker. No more weeks of gathering quotes or drafting RFPs. Also, it keeps costs predictable. Many preferred suppliers offer discounted or fixed pricing in return for ongoing work, and that saves money and makes budgeting easier. It also expands your capabilities because you can include specialists, people with niche skills like accessibility, SEO, or advanced user research. And that can fill in any gaps that you have in your team and might not be able to cover. It also allows you to maintain strategic control because when you control the list, suppliers know they're accountable to you, not just to the individual stakeholder hiring them. And that means they come to you if something feels off, and they'll uphold your UX principles throughout the project. And finally, it makes the right choice the easy choice. When your list is well organized and readily available, teams naturally gravitate towards using it rather than spending time finding their own vendors. If you're looking to stand behind these suppliers, you need to choose carefully. Your suppliers should follow your expectations and your ways of working, even when dealing with someone else in the organization. And you need to work with your procurement team to get the list set up in advance. Don't make it too hard for your stakeholders to hire people, otherwise they'll just bypass your list. And help your suppliers understand the politics. They need to know when to say yes, or when to say no, or when to check in with you. They need to keep you in the loop and help hold the line with stakeholders pushing for something questionable. A preferred supplier list doesn't remove you from the picture. It actually keeps you more involved. You're still part of the process, just at a higher level. You're the gatekeeper, the advisor, the one who shapes how UX is delivered, even when you're not the one doing the work, and that's exactly where you want to be. If you don't already have a preferred supplier list, I'd say start small. Identify just two or three people or companies you've worked with in the past and that you trust. Add them to a shared Notion page or a spreadsheet with their contact information, specialties, and any pre-negotiated rates. Even a rough list is better than leaving stakeholders to guess or go their own way.